All right, just after 7 o'clock, you know what that means right now? It is time to ride into spring. You can do so right now by texting in to win on this statewide contest. What can you win? How about Chula Vista getaways? How about grand prizes that include a bike, a blender, maybe even a patio set? Here's this hour's keyword to text in right now. What you need to have is the Civic Media app. Download that wherever you get your apps. And then make sure and choose WGBW or WISS and text to win. This hour's keyword is bike. B-I-K-E, that's the thing that Mino used to have a basket on.
Yes,
bike
proudly.
Yes, this hour's keyword. Make sure and text that in right now. You've got till 8 o'clock to get that in. And later on this morning is your next shot to play along at 10 o'clock after 10 with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on Matinair On Air. This hour's keyword is bike, B-I-K, text in to win right now. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino.
And ironically, somebody could win a bike by doing that, correct?
Isn't that nice?
Yes. I like it. What kind of bike do they say?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know for sure.
All right.
But picture me as one of the Price is Right guests or hosts, one of the, you know, models showing off a bike. Okay, here we go.
Well, I got to tell you something.
Chris, get ready for this.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
Sure.
What did you and I talk about off air yesterday or maybe even on air?
I don't remember. Oh, like ads and stuff like that? Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm. What did we talk?
What was our dream when we were kids?
Oh, we wanted to be game show hosts.
Yeah. So I texted somebody last night.
Yep.
Said, hey, Todd and I, our dream hasn't died. We want to do a game show.
Right.
And asked this person if they have any tips, suggestions, or would like to be involved.
Right.
Am I the first contestant?
No, you're not, Chris. Hey, Chris. Yeah. No, just be quiet for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right. Rule number one of radio.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, we're not at your place right now, Chris. Okay. We're not at Hamlet Creek. Okay. So, you know who I texted?
Who?
Ben Chan.
Okay.
And I asked him, want me to read it to you?
Sure.
I'll read you the text I sent.
So Ben Chan, of course, if you're not fully aware, was...
You know Ben Chan is, right, Chris?
I don't.
Okay, be quiet, Chris. Thanks for being here, Chris. Goodbye. Okay.
Ben, of course, from Green Bay, and Ben on Jeopardy was...
Yes.
There you go.
You may have heard about it, Chris.
I've heard about it.
So here we go.
Okay, he almost did as good as Aaron Rodgers, right? Almost as good?
Yes, that's right.
Very good. So you do know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's what I said. Okay. This is what I sent to Dr. Chan. Ready? So Todd and I both had the same dream of being game show hosts. We both grew up with Password, Let's Make a Deal, and The Match Game. We would love to come up with a local version of a show. Any ideas that you might have, and would you have any interest in joining us for something like that?
Uh-oh.
What?
I'm worried about what this is going to sound like on the way back from him.
Me too. Yeah. I haven't heard back from him.
Oh, he ghosted you.
Yeah, he did.
As the kids say, he left you on red.
What is that?
He left you on red.
What does that mean?
That means he read the message and then did not respond.
Ah, I've never heard that term.
I'm youthful.
So did Chris really read it? Can you tell if he actually read it?
Hang on, let me show.
Now, did you send it through Messenger?
I think so.
Yeah, he read it. Confirmed. He has seen that message.
All right. Well, once again, Chris, thanks for being here, buddy.
You're welcome. I'm here to educate. I'm here to expand horizons.
Wow. Introduce Chris for us there, Todd.
Well, Chris and Patience, of course, they've been on the air with us. Chris Eastman, Hamlet Creek. Great venue in the Green Bay area for everything from weddings to music and all that kind of stuff. They're actually in because they've got their concert series going on.
And let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
Because like when you said Finger Road, what else did I talk about yesterday? The worst sense of direction in America.
Yeah.
And I don't know what roads or what roads, whatever. All you got to say is across from the Pearly Gates.
Right.
As a landlord. Yep. And Chris even admitted he's the same way. So that's what he gives as his
East, local. West, north. I don't know what any of it means.
Yep.
But give me a landmark. And the Pearly Gates is a pretty solid landmark.
Absolutely.
In the Green Bay area.
Absolutely.
So we're having Chris on a little bit to talk about some of the live shows.
Can I just jump in with it? And really, when you say Finger Road, if people don't know, it's basically Mason Street extended.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just Mason Street. Stay on Mason Street.
Right.
Just changes names.
So welcome, Chris. Thanks for being part of our fun this morning.
I am very grateful to be part of your fun.
Now that we're going to go into the game show thing.
Although now I feel really stupid that he did read it and he didn't respond.
Think of it as like him mulling it over.
Okay. I like this.
It's brewing.
See, now let's give.
He's gonna. He's really needs to think about your his response.
You're making a good comeback. Well, I'm just telling you. You're making a good comeback.
Rough to start with, but we got you now. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I do know that you got Dead Horses coming up, and we wanted you guys back on to talk about that because of the incredible music. Tell us about that event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, my wife and I took over the space last June, and primarily is a wedding venue, but we just wanted to expand kind of what the footprint of our space in the like local space. So we wanted to expand services and whatnot, and we thought of pairing up with our friends at Ledgestone Vineyards and doing a concert series with them, especially in the winter.
Tell me a little bit about Dead Horses.
Well, I mean, they're spectacular. A larger band out of Milwaukee. They're really up and coming. They're featured on a lot of different streaming services. So, like, if you just put on, like, a generic radio on Spotify for, you know, like, their style of music, which is kind of, like, folksy and whatnot.
Oh.
Like, nationally known. Like, they,
wow, okay.
Their stuff will come up.
Awesome. I like folksy music.
They're incredibly talented. And then, so we're hoping that, like, our vision is that them in our space, which is an old Catholic church. So the acoustics are.
And when
like,
you say old, I remember last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
Like really, really old.
1883.
Wow. That's cool.
Will you do me a favor? Not to get off topic.
I know what he's going to ask. I know what he's going to ask.
Yeah, I'm ready. Wait, wait. This is the game show. What is he going to ask?
That's right. Okay. You're right.
Can he come and check for ghosts?
Can I come through and do a ghost investigation?
Yeah, I mean, you can absolutely, and it won't take you long.
Really?
Two things.
You got stuff going on?
Two things that you can bank on in this show. If it's a really, really old building, Todd wants to come in there and do some testing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you've got a good personality, Jim wants to recruit you to run for politics.
Well, I didn't get recruited last time, so
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Says something.
It's kind of like being left unread is what that's like.
Exactly.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, so Sarah Voss and Daniel Wolf are Dead Horses. That's who they are. I got to tell you, Sarah, I've known for quite some time.
Oh.
She and I worked together at Quick Trip.
What?
I was a store manager for Quick
Trip
for a while.
Did you know this, Chris?
It was mentioned very briefly the last time that we came in.
I did not know this.
So
okay.
I've actually put out hamburgers with her on the hot grill and
awesome.
Worked the register with her a little bit. So, and Sarah's just a really nice person. So anything I can do to help her out, I'm going to do.
That's
too.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, she's great.
You know what, though? You know what? I told you I got mad that one day at Quick Trip, right? So I go, I love the Angus beef burgers. Those are so good. Those are phenomenal. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going there and the guy's taking them off the grill. I said, oh, let me just grab one of those. And he goes, no, I said, you can't. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, they're expired. I said, that's fine with me. I don't care. I'll just grab. He goes, no, you can't. It was like 1 minute after four or whatever time it was.
Sure.
Yeah.
He would not let me have one of those things.
Well, good for him.
Exactly. You should not get mad about that. And in fact, if anyone should get mad, it's them about you. Because what? I'm teaching you something new. Wait a second.
All right.
Do you, on your phone, do you have the Quick Trip app?
No.
All right.
Ooh.
So you should get that down.
Okay.
So download that. And then you can order your Angus beef fresh.
Really?
So you just order ahead of time as you're going. You know you're going to Quick Trip. Everyone knows they're going to Quick Trip.
It's not even a question.
Right. And so then you order beforehand, and they'll have it waiting for you fresh and hot.
I did not know this.
This segment brought to you by Quick Trip.
I fresh did and not hot. Know this. Wow.
I'm changing your world.
You are. Wow. Well, I just got to learn how to use an app.
Maybe he can teach you before he
One
leaves.
Step at a time. Yes.
One step at a time.
All right.
So when is this show coming up?
The show is actually this Friday. We do have some general admission tickets left. But we're really, really pumped. The opener is actually a childhood friend of mine, Nick Gonnering, who is a local artist as well. And he's fantastic. There is going to be a very large selection of Ledgestone beverages. So they're bringing five or six of their wines as well as three or four of their beers from Gnarly Cider. Or cedar, sorry, Gnarly Cedar. I apologize.
Cedar, not cider?
Not. They don't make ciders. I think they
cedars.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
But it's going to be magical. It's going to be spectacular. We're really excited about
it. Are the pews still in or did you take all the pews out?
Pews are out.
What did you do with them?
We didn't do anything with them.
Okay.
So
they were taken out.
They
before?
Were taken out before gotcha. We purchased the building.
Because I like old pews. I think old pews are a great thing.
I think there's a couple in the quote unquote basement.
Oh,
it's not a basement. It's like, it's a glorified crawl space. But I think there's a few down there.
Oh, this is interesting, Todd. When you go over to do the
ghost thing, grab you one.
Yeah.
Grab you one.
Yes.
Just throw it on the back of my car.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, how much fun is this for you doing something like that? I mean, I know it's a lot of work. It's a lot of whatever.
Well, sure.
But there's got to be some fun.
It's
too.
A ton of fun.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's a It's a dream come true. Is the truth of it. Being entrepreneurs and being our own bosses, you know, it's very risky. It can be a very scary space.
When we had the person down the other day who went through this, well, it's kind of a chapel thing in Oshkosh and everything, but whatever. And I said, what's the one bit of advice you would give to somebody who wants to go out on their own and do these? And he says, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If you can't handle that, don't do it.
Right. 100%.
Isn't that a great slogan?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, just a great piece of advice in general. But yeah, it genuinely is a dream. So my wife and I have always kind of wanted to do these sort of things. And being provided the opportunity and knowing the right people to put this all together has been absolutely amazing.
I think it's really cool that these old churches are repurposed.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome because they're all well made. They were, you know, everything's great in that way.
Yep.
I think that's cool.
And once again, the acoustics are spectacular. The architecture is gorgeous.
Right.
It's a very open, bright space that receives a lot of different types of decor or like different styling. It accepts a lot. It's just a really amazing space.
And what are you going to do with the booyah shed? I went to a lot of the Holy Martyr church picnics over the days, over the years.
The truth is, I don't think that that came with the purchase.
Oh,
I think the booyah shed was a part of a separate plot of land.
Ah, I didn't know that.
I think they broke it up.
Disappointing. That is disappointing.
No one's more disappointed than me.
Okay, can you stick around a while?
Absolutely.
There's more stuff I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
One of the things that so many people are doing now for weddings that are looking for those kind of venues.
Yeah.
And that's so I want to talk a little about that. I want to talk to some other musical people you got come up. This is fun. We got to set a quick break. Chris Eastman, Hamlet Creek Concert Series with Dead Horses is coming up. Mino and the Mayor, back after this. Music today, Todd.
Just because I'm kind of double dutying it, with co-hosting and helping guests.
Yeah, you're a little bit all over the place.
Anything I can find.
Okay, a little bit.
Yeah, I'm just pressing buttons at this point.
That was a great button to press.
I guess.
Love that song. Love that song.
Yeah, good work. Todd's the king.
Here's a story about that song.
All right,
yes, please.
So Steve Winwood is recording it. Okay, he's the artist. Of course, he was in a bunch of Spencer Davis Group and all that kind of stuff. So he's recording it, and a couple of studios over is Chaka Khan, and she's recording a song as well. And she comes in and says, I love this song so much. I've been hearing it. Can I sing backup on it? So she comes in and does that whole end part with him.
Really?
On the song. Yeah.
See, he knows all those kind of things.
Not all of it.
Yeah, he knows a lot.
That's really cool.
Todd could do a show. You remember the old Behind the Music series on MTV?
Yeah.
Todd could do that show. Couldn't you, Todd?
I don't know that
let's
I could
do it,
that.
Todd.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Let's do that. And listen, we can mix it up with the game show.
Dr. Chan might be listening. And this is your chance.
Music trivia, man.
Thank you.
Okay. We'd have to come up with a snazzy title.
Okay.
Things. Are we doing that right now? Okay.
No,
a lot of pressure really, really quick.
Yeah, it is.
Things only Todd knows.
I like that. Yeah. I like it a lot. What did somebody want to name one of my segments this morning?
Let me pull that up real quick because it was good. The 6 to 7 o'clock hour will be known as the Honesty Hour with Mino.
Yes, the Honesty Hour. I would love that hour.
Yes. I love honesty.
Yeah. No, I didn't realize this. You probably told me last time you were here, but you and your wife were both professional wedding photographers.
Yes.
Which is parlaying into this.
Yeah. So I started my career as a photographer. I've been shooting for 12 years. Mostly weddings, but headshots, all the whatever. I started a separate business, have a little studio downtown and whatnot. But then, you know, after 12 years of doing the same thing, now it's all amazing. And, you know, like each wedding is individual and beautiful, but like shooting weddings and having that pressure.
He just lied.
No, I didn't. It's not.
He just lied
about
all being beautiful.
What I did,
all weddings being wonderful and beautiful. And,
they are, though.
And the mothers being great to me.
Yes, they've all been
great. And the best friends.
Yes, they've all been great. Okay, it's been beautiful and
you
wonderful.
You work in a church, you can't lie.
It is perfect in daisies and butterflies, and it never, ever rains.
No emotions.
No.
Yeah.
It's a tough business to be in. I used to DJ weddings.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was every Saturday night. I was sick all weekend from going and doing those things.
It's a lot. There's stress. A lot of effort. And
people want to be happy on that day for some reason. I'm not sure why. Yeah.
But yeah, the truth is we do genuinely love the wedding industry.
Sure.
We love what weddings.
You wouldn't be doing this if you didn't.
That's very true. We love what weddings represent. It's a people's like happiest day. Like if I can be a part of that and contribute to it, I want to. That's really, really cool. So,
when you would go to the receptions, would you eat?
Would I eat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, it would drizzle in the sense of like the couple would have like over like they it's an oversight. Like we didn't get like a plated dinner.
Yeah.
And I would go up to the servers and like be like, "Hey, oh, they just forgot something. I think there's an extra kids meal or something."
I would do the same. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I would do the same.
So we've been shooting weddings for a long, long time. We, became friends with the previous owners, of what was Sepia Chapel. So we shot in the space well before we owned it many, many times. It is beautiful, beautiful light, which means a lot to us. So we purchased the space and kind of extended their legacy because, they put together a wonderful staff and, a really awesome, space in general, how they renovated it and whatnot. And we're just adding little touches to it and then expanding what the building is capable of doing.
So can they bring in their own, obviously it's Catholic, it'd be a priest if it was something else, be a minister or whatever.
Yep.
So they bring in their own people then, right? Whatever you want, and they're
absolutely
cool with that?
We have a list of, recommendations if they don't have a person.
Okay.
But most people bring in their pastor or a friend of theirs that is ordained or whatever. Yeah.
You know, and I've been to a few funerals there years ago, but I don't really remember, but I remember it as being a pretty big place, pretty big space, right?
So,
it's not worked out to some tiny little chapel in the moonlight type thing. It's a pretty good space.
It's a good space. We can comfortably hold about 200 kind of what we max out as.
Yeah.
The building is suited for 250, but, in order to keep enough space for people to feel comfortable, we kind of max out around 200.
Because when you said you have an orchestra there?
So we're in talks with doing a fundraiser in mid-May for an orchestra. Once again, teaming up with our friends at Leadstone. So, it would be a ticketed event. We'll host, I think it's a 6, maybe 7 piece.
Okay.
Once again, it's going to be like all acoustic, and the sound in that space reverberates perfectly. It is going to be so magical. And we also have like, it's this really simple, but like weird touch, but there's a water feature in the actual chapel. So mixing that in with music is actually really, really cool.
I bet it is.
Yeah. It's a really fun.
This sounds like a really cool place. I'm not blowing smoke because you're here. This sounds like a really cool place. It sounds like you guys have great ideas.
Thank you very much.
You should also, if you do book that orchestra, bring those 6 or 7 people in and let them play right here in the studio to promote it. We'll put it on the air.
That would be fantastic.
Right?
I love that.
That would be phenomenal. I want to get these dead horses people on, the girl you used to work with.
I reached out to her. Listen, this is a true story. So I reached out to her on Facebook.
Okay, hey, now you're starting to sound like me. True story. You got to hear this. True story.
I get it from the best. And so I said, hey, you got to come on the show, blah, blah, blah. And like the day before she had posted, I'm giving up social media for 3 or 6 months, so I won't see anything.
No! Sarah! Oh my gosh. Oh, we'd love to get her on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when exactly is this again, this concert?
This concert is Friday. Doors open at 6. There's some general admission tickets available. You can get those through either the Ledgestone website, or we have links on our social media at Hamlet Creek.
And explain Ledgestone again.
Ledgestone is a vineyard out in Greenleaf. They are growing rapidly. The owners, Katrina and Adam, are such amazing people. And they're kind of like taking over that, like Greenleaf and Wrightstown. They're opening up their brewery in downtown Wrightstown. So they're becoming, you know, like cornerstones of that space for as far as like business ownership.
Is that okay? Are they open? They're open, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the one that that Christian was talking about the day where you could take the bike trail from Green Bay to Greenleaf? That's the one.
Yeah, they're off the bike trail. Yep.
Okay.
They have it. In summer, they host a ton of music through the week. They're killing it. And we're really, really happy that, you know, to have that friendship.
That's fantastic. Yep. What a cool thing you got going. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anything coming up in the future? Let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have that coming up. We are working with a local animal shelter as well. And we're doing a couple events for them. One including a yoga session, a sunset session where we will have, you know, it'll be very tranquil. That water feature once again. We are bringing up a yogi. An Appleton yogi.
Nice.
Melissa Benson. It'll be great.
I'm going to try to be there at that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into yoga.
Or are you actually? Yeah. Me too.
I looked up chair yoga, by the way, Todd.
Yeah, how's that?
It's good. You started off just going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that looks...
I'm doing yoga.
He is doing it.
I'm doing yoga.
It looks excruciating. I actually don't feel comfortable at all.
Okay, that was my workout. Hey, this has been great. Chris, congratulations. You and your wife doing a great thing. Hamlet Creek Concert Series with Dead Horses. Sounds absolutely fantastic. Once again, across the street from Pearly Gates. Best way to describe it.
Perfect.
Chris, thank you so much. Great
job,
buddy.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Welcome back anytime.
Deal. I love it.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. Back after this.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Chris for being here. And they got a great event taking place this weekend, Friday. Dead Horses, right, Todd?
Absolutely. Great great duo, great acoustic duo, guitar, little bass, all that kind of stuff.
We got to get the lead singer from there that used to work with you at Quick Trip on.
Sarah Voss.
Yes.
Sarah, I'm reaching out to you via the airwaves.
There you go.
Please reach out.
We got to talk about that. We got Madeline Van Grohl. Is that how to pronounce it, Madeline?
Yep.
Joining us from UWGB Day of Giving. Todd, be honest with me. Was that weird or creepy, what I did?
Okay, yeah, we got to back up here.
Okay.
Because tell the story real briefly again about where you got the stuff.
So Dennis from the Glam Band, you know the Glam Band, Dennis, okay? So before his concerts, when he needs energy, he drinks this stuff called orange, blood orange mimosa. So he gave me a thing. Well, I even told Todd, I said, the writing on there is so small, I can't read it. Okay. So I didn't know how much to put in. So I don't know if I put way too much or not enough. And I keep smelling it. It's like, it smells weird. So
he had me smell it earlier.
Yeah.
And yeah, it did smell weird, but I couldn't put my finger on what exactly it smelled kind of orangey, but something else was there. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and explain the rest.
So literally I'm introducing Madeline and John.
And we've never met before.
Never. No. They shook hands, you know, yeah. And the very first thing John says to her is, can you smell this? You did say this is going to be an odd question, but can you smell this? And to my surprise, she actually went right in and took a big old whiff of it. But she
came up
out,
with what
yes,
it was.
Yes.
Tell them what it was.
It's those Flintstone kid vitamins. It smells exactly like those vitamins we all had to take as children.
Where it's orangey, but yet a little off.
Yeah. Like there's something granular about it.
Yes.
Even in the smell.
You absolutely hit it right on. Todd and I were both like, oh, that's it.
Congratulations. So, you're the winner this morning. Brought to you by Flintstone.
Maybe that could be a regular segment.
There you go. What's the smell like?
I like it. Well, Madeline, first of all, tell a little bit about your background and what you do at UW Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm the Advancement and Donor Relations Director at UW Green Bay. I've been there for 3 years, but taking this job here at Green Bay was the opportunity to move home for me. So I'm from the area and very happy to be back.
East De Pere?
Yeah.
Well, let me back off. I know people from De Pere get mad if you say East De Pere. There's a West De Pere and there's a De Pere, correct?
Correct. Okay. But I'm fine with East De Pere.
Okay, thank you. So you went to Madison.
Yep, I went to Madison and I lived abroad for a few years in my 20s.
Where?
So I went far. I lived in Spain for a year and I lived in Guatemala for 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guatemala. What did you do in Guatemala?
Well, so I graduated in 2009 with a journalism degree. So my whole senior year was economy just crashing, you know, bad news after bad news.
Yeah.
So I went abroad because I could get a job there teaching English. So I started teaching English and then I ended up doing a lot of volunteer coordinating and running a Spanish language school.
So are you bilingual?
I would say that I am bilingual when I returned, but now it's been many years since I've had to speak it every day. So I think I'm a little rusty.
That's the key though, right? I've got a cousin and where did she move? Somewhere in South America, like Chile or one of those. And it was one of those things where when you're there, you can only speak that language. Mm-hmm. And another, remember Brady Papinga, the old Packer?
Yeah.
He, for his mission, went to, I think it was Ecuador. Didn't have a clue, didn't speak the language at all, but he said you'd be shocked when you have to do it, how it's there, when you can't fall back, where nobody will know what you're saying if you speak English. And so you really do pick it up that way, don't you?
Yes.
How did you enjoy it living in Guatemala?
Oh, I loved it.
Really?
I absolutely loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you call it Guatemala or just Guatemala?
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
I remember Guatemala.
There was probably a period in my 20s where I said Guatemala.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
And now you run the program, but you've got a big event coming up, and it's the first, hopefully, annual, right?
Yes.
Okay,
First, hopefully, annual. So April 3rd, we're hosting our first ever Giving Day, and this is something other universities have done. We took inspiration from that and from the Community Foundation.
Giving Green Bay, we had a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Giving Green Bay. Yeah, incredible generosity from our community came out for that day. So we're doing something similar, one day, big fundraising sprint there at UW Green Bay. All gifts up to $200,000 will be matched thanks to Kathy and Larry Trinkler.
Wow. So explain the mechanics of the whole day.
So we have 8 different priorities that we're fundraising for. The main event will be digital. So you'll see a lot of things on social media. A lot of emails will go out to our alum. We're really just asking for people who, you know, UW Green Bay made a mark on their lives. We have 50,000 alumni to give back and make a mark on the university on that
so
day.
So is it all financial?
It is. We have students who can give in other ways on that day.
Okay.
But for our alumni community, we're asking that they contribute financially.
And are you reaching out to them, like you said, digitally, emails and things like that?
Yep.
Are you doing the phone call things or anything? Or?
We probably won't do phone calls, but a lot of social media, all the different channels of social media and a lot of emails.
How's the alumni been responding to this so far?
So far, so good. So a letter came out just this week, and we've gotten a lot of gifts as a result of that letter. So people can go to the website now and make a gift.
People would be shocked if they knew of some of the people in the world that have gone to Green Bay, UWGB.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, you know what I mean? Some real high esteem business and different things. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And in our communities, too. I would say if you live in northeastern Wisconsin, you interact with a UW Green Bay alumni every day. It's your nurses and you know, teachers, social workers, business professionals, entrepreneurs, engineers.
Absolutely.
They're all over the place.
And I think this is great because there's nothing better than, you know, reaching. And I will say this, too. You know, once you leave a school, there's nothing better than that school still remembering you and just wanting to keep that connection. Do you know what I mean? I think that's still cool that, you know, once you get your diploma, it's just, okay, thanks for being here. Goodbye. That you're still part of that fraternity almost of graduates.
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's awesome. Now, what are the minimum and maximums of people? Not a maximum, but I mean, like, what are you asking for generally?
Well, really any dollar amount.
And
any dollar amount will be matched. So whether or not you can give $20 or $200, that's all going to be doubled thanks to the Trinklers.
That's phenomenal.
And the 8 different priority areas really span campus. It's from the Widener Center and athletics, all the different schools and colleges, so the academic areas are represented. And then we have 2 campus-wide initiatives that really touch a large breadth of students. So one of those, we call it our Fund for Excellence. That's unrestricted dollars, and those can go to help a whole bunch of different initiatives across campus. So usually pilot programs are something that there's not university money for, so it allows us to be more innovative and more flexible. And then we also have a big priority to have more need-based scholarships, and that's really important to our Access mission. So supporting students who don't have the financial resources to go to college, even though UW-Green Bay is one of the most affordable universities in the state, it's still out of the reach for a lot of people. So need-based scholarships is always a big priority for our fundraising efforts.
So this sounds really exciting. I mean, especially the ground floor doing it like this. This is cool.
Yeah. And I know, the first time ever. So we're excited. That was a lot of communication and a lot of excitement across campus for people to get the word out.
Do you have a number in your head as a goal?
Kind of in my head, yes, but we don't have one publicly stated. Right, because it's the first time, we don't really know what to expect. So
that's so cool. Can you raise some NIL money so that these basketball players stop transferring?
I know. Excited. We're nervous to see where Noah will go. But
I know. Is there still a chance he might come back?
There is. There is. Yeah.
That would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. He's so good.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yes.
Joe and I went to their games this year and everything, and the women too and everything. It's like, people don't understand though. Like, okay, mid-majors, like Green Bay is, for the level of basketball they play versus going against some of these other schools where some of those guys are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it's apples to oranges. And I don't know if it's going to destroy mid-major sports at some point. It's so frustrating. You get these great young players and you develop them and they're great. And then somebody comes in, swoops in and offers them $100,000. If I was 19 years old in school, I would have taken that so fast. It's mind-boggling. So you can't blame the kids. But it's just, it's gotten weird, hasn't it?
And it's changed so quickly and so much in the last, you know, couple of years, it's hard to even keep up. But we're really grateful to have the coaches that we have and the relationships that they have with those young men and women are really one of the reasons why those student athletes do stay with us.
And talking about some distinguished alumni, a lot of those athletes went on to really big things. I mean, really big. I mean, they've been very, very successful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you came to Green Bay, even now, you go to Green Bay and you play sports, it's not a, he's a jock and just give him some easier classes. You work. You do your whole thing. You come out of there with an education. You come out of there with a degree. That means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's not the way it is at a lot of places. Believe me. Mm-hmm. That's not the way it is at a lot of places. In fact, when I used to do the GB games, you know, the basketball games, and you'd go on the road and you read the other team's, you know, media guide, and you'd have like 9 guys in like this certain one degree type program, and you just knew all these guys were going into that program because easy professors, easy whatever. You just knew it. You could just tell. Mm-hmm. And at Green Bay, I mean, I remember the guys, and I know the women too, on the road, they'd be studying. They'd have study halls. They'd have the whole thing.
Yeah.
They take it serious.
Absolutely. So many of our student athletes, and they're in really difficult majors. We have some engineers and some finance majors, pre-med. They're definitely studying.
Well, we had Cassie here. Schultz was a great player, great student. She actually lives right here, and we had her on one day, and we were talking about that, and she had like, and she took the AP classes and talked about that because she said she really wanted to be prepared for college. And she's taking like AP statistics in like high school. You know what I mean? I had that my last year in college and got like not a great grade. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, you're taking like, just what we got to. And you want, so I mean, somebody like that's going to walk out of there. She'll get a phenomenal job. We actually had somebody want to offer her a job, like just after talking about her experience at GB and everything she's doing in her classes. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really cool thing that a lot of people don't talk about is the education they get at GB.
They also, the coaches also do a great job of further leadership development and connecting their student athletes to the community.
Yes.
So not all those athletes come from this region, right? But if they can make connections and meet with somebody at Schreiber, Schneider, a local connection, hopefully we can keep them here. So we get really successful alumni to stay.
Well, that was a big thing when I was doing the games. A lot of the guys were going into insurance.
Okay.
They'd go like with AMS and the different companies around here and everything like that and got great jobs out of it and everything. But it's impressive. And that's why I think it's really cool that you guys are reaching out now to the alumni, you know, to come back and help the school somewhat. And that school has changed so much over the last 20 years, hasn't it, though?
It really has. And we've really grown. It's been, I mean, that's not something most schools and most institutions of higher ed can say, but we have over 10,000 students now.
Wow.
We've increased enrollment by over 17% in the last 4 years.
Wow.
So to be growing at this time
and continues to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if people haven't been out to that Crest Center, they got to see it. That complex is just spectacular. We had Carol Hammerly on, who was the started up women's basketball at Green Bay, and they had the old gym and the old whatever, and you know, roll out the bleachers for mm-hmm. a game. And she says, "My goodness, to be able to recruit to a facility like they have now would have been such a dream back in those days." I mean, that's top notch what they've got there right now.
Yeah.
And that workout facility is incredible.
And then next to that, the new Brown County STEM Innovation Center to recruit those science students, the engineers. I mean, there's a lot happening there.
I didn't even know that existed until I went to the Crest a couple of weeks ago for the women's game against Youngstown. It's like, what is this? Yeah, describe that if you wouldn't mind, because that it just like all of a sudden jumped out at me. It's like, how did I miss this being built?
Yeah, a great partnership between Brown County, Einstein, UW Extension, UW Green Bay. We managed to make that project work by leasing the land to the county, and then the county built the building and owns the building and maintains the building, and we have education labs in there, engineering labs.
And then what does STEM stand for?
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Very good.
Nice. She got, got to give her a bell.
You know how many acronyms we have in higher ed? That was a test.
Well, that's something we actually just learned this in the last year.
Yes.
We had, you know, some guests on talking about it. And John, being brave as he is, says, you know, what does that exactly stand
for? Because I did not know.
Yeah, we didn't know.
I had no clue.
And you sometimes hear STEAM, which the A can either be arts or architecture.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either. That's cool. That's very cool. I mean, that school has advanced so much over the last 20 years, it's mind-boggling. I mean, it's always been a great school and everything, but it's really taken a different direction going towards what you're just talking about there with the STEM programs and everything, and I just think it's really cool.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys raise lots of money.
Yeah, I hope so, too. And you don't have to be an alumni to give.
You just took that out of my mouth. Explain that one again.
Yep. Anybody can either look into your, you know, type into Google UW Green Bay Giving Day or go to uwgb.edu/giving-day. And you can find more about that day, the 8 different priorities. Click through, make a gift, double your impact that day. We'd love all the support.
And once again, what is the exact day?
April 3rd. Wednesday.
Next Wednesday is when this all kicks off. It's going to be one day. 24-hour or 12-hour thing?
Yes, one day. Although we're cheating a little bit now. You can go give now. You can go to the website now. But really, the effort will happen next Wednesday.
You will accept.
Yes, exactly.
Madeline, great job. Great having you here. Congratulations on the job you're doing out there. And go Phoenix.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday.
It is.
On a Wednesday.
I've had a hard time all week remembering what day of the week it is.
Isn't that bizarre?
This having Jim gone is really throwing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Because he was always our day guy. What day it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that he was always right, but we went
very
with
seldom
it.
Was. Yes. Boy, that was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She was superb. UWGB Day of Giving. And coming up in a little bit, we've got Emily Smith from the YMCA.
Now, don't forget, you got to ask her if you can have access to, the upstairs.
But it's got to have its own bathroom.
That
is, or maybe they can install one.
I've only been there once. I went for a job interview one time.
At the Y?
Yeah. And, that's an interesting building.
I know. I love it. I mean, I've not been in there a lot, to be honest with you. A couple of times. I used to play basketball in there once in a while because they had a really old gym. In the basement. I used to play basketball there once in a while, but that was about it. And then we got Pete Schwabba, of course, coming up. It's also Pete's birthday tomorrow. Okay.
So can you sing a little something for
Absolutely,
him?
Absolutely, for Pete, without question.
He didn't ask for it, but I'm asking for it.
You know, in his mind, he's asking for it. Are you kidding me? Come on now. So that'll be fun. Another thing I want to talk to you a little bit about is, since the mayor's not here.
Right.
Okay, the mayor's not here.
Yep.
He's in Mexico. He's not listening, right?
I doubt.
Okay. What do you, give me your honest opinion, because we did this and then he left for Mexico almost like right away, okay? What do you think he thought of our ode to a former mayor?
Okay. So
Be honest with me.
We need to find some more time this week to play that again.
Okay.
Because we've gotten a lot of requests for it.
Okay.
And I will tell you, over the weekend, he contacted me and said, can I get that audio? Because people are asking me for it.
Really?
Yep.
Because he was so nervous before. Remember, we kept saying, hey, on Friday, Jim, we're going to send you off to Mexico with him. Let me hear it first.
I don't like surprises.
I don't like surprises. Let me tell you right now. So, and just watch his body. Like, I still wasn't quite sure.
Yeah.
That day. So I just wanted to ask you, be honest, did he like it or not?
He loved it.
Okay.
I think he loved it. The smiles on his face. We got two angles of camera on him from the front.
Okay.
And then we had the side camera. Amanda was over there. He loved it.
Okay. Okay. Great. I feel better then. Because I didn't know if I could. Now that I've gotten blown off by Dr. Chan.
Boy, that Chris really opened the eyes on that, right?
Didn't he? What's that called again? I never heard that before.
Being left on read.
Left on read.
So they read it and they didn't
respond. I never heard that term, but I love it.
Do you leave people on read?
I know. I think I respond all the time to people. I really do.
Sometimes if I'm in the middle of something, I will forget to respond.
Yeah, and then you forget, and then you got to go back.
So there's really like a whole different dialogue, conversation ideal when it comes to like texting and messaging. Like people really get bent out of shape if you leave them on read.
Read or read?
Read. Well, read.
Okay. Yeah.
And they, you know, they take it personally.
And that's when you see the little icon like, right?
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Being left. I was left on read by Dr. Chan. Okay. Well, maybe he's still, you know, figuring out a great game show that we're going to do. And he'll be getting back to us anytime now. In fact, I think he was on Pete's show last night. We'll talk to Pete about that if he thinks he'd be very interested. If you haven't heard Pete Schwab's show, folks, you got to listen in. Pete, of course, has been in the entertainment business his entire life, produced movies, knows everybody in the business, really great guy, does a show here every night from 8 to 10, and he's going to be joining us in a little bit as well, just talk about what's going on in the area and in the entertainment business and his career in the business and everything like that. So I was just saying, Pete's show, if people haven't heard it, Todd, they should listen. It's a really good show.
Yeah, he's got some great guests on, too.
Great guests.
And then occasionally you'll wander in.
Yes.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Did you see this? This is my award.
Well, every time I walk by, like that one night. Oh, well, I told this story before. Okay, so we had, it was the Roots people, wasn't it? Our the brewery. Our t-shirts hanging up there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Noble Roots?
Yes.
Yes.
They brought in some beverages for us, remember
Correct,
that?
Yes. Oh, I remember.
And I'm like, you know what, Todd, you can, because you're so great at bringing stuff in, and you always fill the refrigerator and everything. I said, Todd, I know you're big into this kind of beer. You go ahead. So I'm sitting upstairs in my room here, and I'm thinking.
And there was a flat of cans, right? So one of those flats.
Yeah, there's a whole thing. There's a case of all different beers, okay? And I took one.
Yep.
All right? And I'm like, wow, was this good? Holy cow, this is really, I wonder if there's any more of these down there. So I come down here, okay? And he always has the lights off. Pete does.
Yeah.
Okay, he does. He's kind of like the Johnny Fever. Not Johnny Fever.
Venus Flytrap.
Venus Flytrap, where he's got the lights down low and a little, mood type thing working. So I'm at the window. You can see your interest. I'm there with my hands looking like this crazy guy. So I'm looking for that case of beer. Okay, so then I come in. He's like, hey, John Mino joins us. Hey, John, what's going on? I'm looking for the beer that was And unbeknownst to me, it was gone because
it was in my fridge already.
It was in Todd's fridge. Yes.
There are certain things that I just won't take. Like, I don't like taking stuff when people bring it in. I feel bad about that. Right?
Really? I don't have that chromosome. You talk about, missing chromosome, not wanting to accept things from people, just the opposite. What have you got for me?
But when you said to me, here, have this, there was
no doubt. No hesitation.
That was going to, in fact, I think right after you guys walked out, you and Jim, I went over and put it in my car for safekeeping.
Wow, because you've been offered so many things that people have come in, and you're very gracious. Hey, do you guys want this? Would you like that?
Yeah.
So I just assumed it was going to be the same thing with that beer, and
now,
I was wrong.
Now you've learned something about me.
I was totally wrong.
If it's beer, it's mine.
It's yours.
Yep.
And it wasn't even Spotted Cow.
I know.
But there were some delicious beers.
Oh, man.
And then Jim and I went there like a couple days later for that thing, and I had that one. I call it a breakfast beer. It's kind of a lighter type of a Pilsen.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, and it was just delicious. You know, sometimes a beer in the morning is not a bad thing. You know what I mean?
My dad used to say that.
Have you ever, you know, in I was in Texas one time at a guy's house, and I was doing an interview with a former Dallas Cowboy, as a matter of fact, and he asked if I wanted, I can't think of the name of it, but I want to say it was beer and tomato juice mixed together.
Oh, I've had that.
What? There's a name for it, right?
Let me look it up.
I couldn't think of the name of it, but I'm like, beer and tomato juice? That sounds terrible. But he said, no, it's really good. He said, that's what I have in the mornings. And it's big in Texas, I guess. Beer and tomato juice. Anybody ever have that or know the name of it? I've never wanted to even try that one. That just seemed a little, and I love Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
But.
I guess maybe called a red eye?
Maybe, huh? Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe a red eye?
There's also something called a Michelada or Michelada.
No, it wasn't
but
that.
But that's beer, tomato juice, lime, Worcestershire, and hot sauce. So almost like a Bloody Mary.
But instead of vodka,
yeah,
it's a beer.
Beer.
Let's try that.
I would go with the beer and tomato juice.
I would try that.
Yeah, I would too.
I would try that one, absolutely. Huh. Okay. All right, we've talked a lot of alcohol today.
We have.
That?
That's okay. It's
What's
Wednesday.
International Wednesday? It's International Whiskey Day.
It's International Wednesday.
And I love that Kathy Larkin, who's going to be my co-host tomorrow, was the first person to call at 6:05 this morning. Bourbon is different. Now, Southern Comfort
it's
is blah, blah,
so
blah.
Smooth.
It's so smooth. 6:05, Kathy Larkin on the phone to correct us on our International Whiskey Day
yep.
information. All right, we got to set a quick break. Emily Smith will be joining us. We come back right after this.
Still somehow I believe we always survive.